Hey everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. My name is Paige Ruderman, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. On today's episode, I wanted to share with you my top personality characteristics that make a good songwriter. So the longer I've been in Nashville and the more people that I've been able to write with and chat music with, the more I've started to hone in on what I think are appreciated in both the room and the music community. And so I just wanted to share with you what are the top 10 characteristics that I think help me to be successful and can help you to be successful as a songwriter. In no particular order, I'm just going to start at the top of the list I started making. So, number one, organized. It is going to be such an asset for you if you are even remotely organized. Do you know where your ideas are? Do you have all of your lyrics saved in a specific spot? Do you have all of your songs registered with your PRO? Are you able to make and keep records of the lyrics or the chord charts so that way you can reference them if somebody else asks about them? Do you track your rights and make sure that you're showing up on time in the right place with the right person? I mean, at the most basic of level, can you keep your calendar organized? Because if you can keep your calendar organized, you don't double book yourself. You're not canceling on people last minute because you didn't realize that it's going to take you too much time to get from point A to point B and you didn't account for that. That is going to put you light years ahead of the next person. Number two, empathetic. Music is personal. And when you're writing music with other people, you need to be able to relate to them. You need to be able to get on their level and get into the same headspace as them so that way you can help bring that idea to life. And even if you're not writing with somebody else, you need to be able to understand what emotions are you currently feeling so that way you can make sure that you're writing in a way that captures that. Number three, well-spoken. In my personal opinion, this comes from being well-read. You need to be able to articulate your points concisely enough so that other people understand you. And if you're able to do that, it's also going to help you be even quicker on your feet when you're in the room. So are you reading books? Are you reading blog articles? And maybe you're not like a physical reader, but are you listening to podcasts? Are you expanding your knowledge? Because every single thing that you learn is potential fodder for when you go into the room. The last thing you want is everyone sitting around staring at the other person, waiting for someone to say something to get the ball rolling again. You're going to be able to keep the ball rolling by having ideas, and that's going to come from being well-spoken. Number four, friendly. At the most basic level, try smiling once in a while. It blows my mind how many times I go out and I meet other people and you smile at them and they smile at you back. And it's just like, hey, we're just like having a good vibe here. On the flip side, if you ever just casually smile at someone and they look at you and immediately look away, and it's just nothing but awkward. So go out of your way. Try to be friendly with people. Be approachable. So this one kind of relates to my number five, which is outgoing. I'm not saying you have to be the craziest extrovert there is, but you just need to be outgoing enough to connect with people. If I'm standing in line next to someone, I'm going to come up with something to break the ice, something to get the conversation started. Because if there's no conversation started, there's no way to know if maybe you and that person could have been potential collaborators or potential friends. So you need to be outgoing enough to just get out there and chat with people. And this one kind of leads into number six, which is ambitious. You need to be willing to ask for what you want. Just today, I was having a conversation with someone and they were like, well, how did you meet them? And like, how'd you get this right? And I'm like, I literally just asked. And I kind of spit out a statistic. I don't know if it's 100% true, but like 1 in 10 people that I ask to write say yes to me. More often than not, I'm getting no's, or I'm getting a yes, but then nothing ever gets on the calendar or kind of get ghosted. If I focused only on the 9 people that said no or kind of ghosted me or never got back to me, I would be missing out on the singles, the 10% that is saying yes to me. But that 10% is going to be the ones I get the songs written with. So don't be afraid to kind of just make that cold call, make the cold approach, because the worst thing that can happen is them saying no and it's gonna be a no anyways. So like, if you don't even ask, you can't even have the opportunity for them to say yes. Sometimes I'm kind of shocked at the opportunities that come my way, and I strictly believe it's because I ask. Number 7, storyteller. You need to be able to convey a story in your writing. You need to be able to identify what would come next. If you're kind of stuck on a line, I know a lot of people love to jump to like, well, what's the rhyme? Don't worry about the rhyme. What should the line say? What does this piece of the puzzle, what part of the story are we in? What needs to be said to connect point A and point B? You need to be able to identify what comes next. You need to know how to share a point of view, and you need to know how to make a point. Have you ever been talking to someone and you're just like, land the plane, dude, land the plane. We've just been circling. You've yet to make a point, and I want to get off this ride. Those people are not storytellers, okay? The people that are able to take you through a journey, bring up the arc, what's the point, what's that kind of climax of the story, and then hit you with the resolution, those are storytellers. Number 8, people person. You can kind of gauge if you are one of these people or not by asking yourself the question, do people enjoy spending time with me? And do I enjoy spending time with people? If the answer is no on both accounts, it's possible that songwriting, at least for others, or at least co-writing, is not your game. But music in general is a networking industry. It's all about who do you know and your ability to make relationships. So because it's all about working with other people and collaborating, you need to be able to build relationships and keep them. That's the most important part. I have seen so many examples of people that can build relationships, but then they kind of fall off the map. And it's like, well, did you foster those relationships? Did you circle back even when someone has nothing to quote unquote offer you? It's really important if you meet people in this world, or especially in this industry, make sure you remember their name. Do you remember a thing about them? Like, are you listening to them when they're talking to you? Do you have your active listening skills on, which is probably a bonus one because that wasn't originally on my list, but active listening, that's a really important one as well. Number 9, I kind of grouped these three together, which is humble, modest, down to earth. You kind of just need to be a good hang. Now, that doesn't mean that you're a pushover. It just means that you leave your ego at the door. I've been in a few writes where I've seen the other person, it's very important to them that they have the final word. And I will say, if you're an artist, things are kind of different. Like if I'm a songwriter working with an artist, like I want the artist to connect to the lyric. If that line is going to be the thing that helps them connect their own personal journey to the song, go like that is hands down the route to go. But like if you're a songwriter in the room and you are forcing your line or what you would say down the other person's throat, I could make a bet that that song's gonna go nowhere with that person because they're not connecting with it. You're bringing your ego into the room when instead it's like you're supposed to be a chameleon. You need to meet people where they are. You need to kind of be, you need to be able to match the energy of the room. And that's not gonna happen if you think that your ideas are the only ones that are gonna be strong. And this naturally leads into number 10, which is flexible. If there's one thing I see holding a lot of people back, it's that their lack of flexibility. It's very obvious if they're not willing to switch topics or switch points of view or even like do an A/B test. Like if you write something and you don't love it, why don't you say, hey, can we come up with another option and kind of just see what we like more? And then if you still like A more, just go with A and just roll with the punches. You know what I mean? If you can be more flexible, roll with the punches, people are going to want to keep you around. And at the end of the day, this is a longevity game. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Who has staying power? And it's going to be the people that others enjoy spending time with. They're able to get the job done. They're not banging and forcing their fists and forcing things to be their way. They're well-spoken and they're pretty organized and they show up on time. If you can do all these things, there's a really strong chance you're going to go pretty far as a songwriter. So I appreciate you listening to me share all of my opinions of what I think makes a good songwriter. What do you think makes a good songwriter? I think creativity and talent are like they go without saying, but what other types of characteristics do you appreciate in other songwriters when you're working with them or you admire from their work ethic? So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you're not already, you can find me on Instagram at sorude.podcast. And if you have not already, can you rank the show? On both Spotify and Apple Podcast, you can rank the show up to 5 stars. And what this does is helps other people who have not yet listened to the show get an idea of whether or not they would be interested in spending a few minutes of their time listening to what I have to say. With that said, I hope you have a fantastic day. And I'm so excited to chat with you next time. Bye now.